This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is meeting with Vladimir Putin Thursday in Russia, where Kim is expected to push the Russian president for economic aid, specifically relief from international sanctions that remain in place after nuclear talks with the United States broke down. Harry Kazianis is director of the Korean Studies at the Center for National Interests.
There's going to be a lot of pictures. There's going to be a lot of buzz on social media. But as to actually changing the status quo in Northeast Asia, as for giving Kim Jong-un any sort of economic relief or sanctions relief, I have to be honest, that is not going to happen.
After the February Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi ended with no deal, the United States has refused to ease sanctions until North Korea commits to abolishing its nuclear weapons programs. Russia has called for relaxing sanctions against North Korea, but not before agreeing to tougher sanctions amid North Korea's nuclear missile tests back in 2016 and 2017. The United States and China are striking a positive tone ahead of next week's talks in Beijing aimed at ending a trade war as both countries work toward a trade deal. Washington and Beijing have held several rounds of talks this year to resolve a trade war that began last year when President Trump imposed punitive tariffs on Chinese imports, hoping to compel Beijing to change its trading practices. China retaliated with its own tariff increases on some $110 billion of U.S. exports. Next week, two senior American officials travel to Beijing to resume trade negotiations, and the following week, a Chinese delegation comes to Washington for additional talks. In Beijing, Chinese officials said Wednesday that tangible progress has been achieved on trade with the United States. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says the White House will fight all subpoenas House Democrats issue while investigating his administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says the White House is fighting all the subpoenas coming from House Democrats, whom he says continue attacking even after his inaccurate claim that the special counsel's Russia report cleared him of collusion and obstruction.
I thought after 2 years, we'd be finished with it. No!
One subpoena the White House is expected to challenge went out to former counsel Don McGahn, who cooperated with the Mueller probe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United Nations says U.S. and Afghan forces are responsible for more Afghan civilian deaths than the Taliban and other insurgents. In a just-released report, the U.N. said that during the first 3 months of this year, pro-government forces caused 305 civilian deaths compared to 227 deaths at the hands of insurgent groups. The report also said the first quarter of 2019 has been the deadliest for civilians in Afghanistan in 6 years. The United Nations has evacuated just over 300 Libyan refugees from a government-run detention center in Tripoli after some were allegedly attacked for protesting bad conditions. Fighting between rival governments in Libya has made living and near the capital extremely hazardous for civilians. Along with a call for an immediate ceasefire, humanitarian officials said they urgently need more than $10 million to continue helping beleaguered civilians in Libya. Libya has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed back in 2011. Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena is asking for two top security officials to resign in wake of the deadly Easter Sunday blast, as officials revealed new details about the suicide bombers who carried out the attacks that killed more than 350 people. The president's call to the police chief and defense secretary to step down came a day after he promised in a televised address to take stern action against officials who did not share with him the intelligence alerts that came from India days prior to the bombings of churches and luxury hotels. 60 people have been arrested so far in connection with those attacks. And Sudan's ruling council met Wednesday with the organizers of protests that toppled Omar al-Bashir after they suspended talks with the generals over the weekend. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.